Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, Regina. How is everybody doing? Hope you're enjoying your summer and staying cool.
I know, and we're halfway through, what, July?
I know. Summer's going to be almost gone before you know it. So
we are
enjoying all of it.
Yes, I'm enjoying every single moment of it. And you know what? I'm enjoying the fact that this year, you know, we started out the year by saying we were going to do some different things this year. And so one of those things is we've got some guests whose stories and lived experiences warrant them being on more than just one time, right?
And what's really awesome is that this special guest was here just a few weeks ago and has returned already. So we're glad to have her back.
Yes. So we've got Brisa Alfaro in the studio with us. She's a notable motivational speaker, a best-selling author. She's a featured keynote and a spokesperson. She was previously with us, as you said, Roxanne, last month, actually. Her interview aired on June 14th and 16th.
And if you want to hear it, you can always go to our website, talk960.com, and click on podcast and check out that certain date.
Absolutely, because it was great. Mm-hmm. And she's back with us for part two of that interview. So, Brisa, welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Hi, Brisa.
Thank you so much.
We're always excited to have you join us.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And we get in a little girl talk before.
We did. It was so much fun.
It was.
So for those who may not have heard your June interview, can you give us just a brief overview of that life-altering health experience that led us to having this conversation today about resiliency?
Absolutely. So just to recap a little bit of our last conversation, we were talking about a 32-year-old woman, myself, having a life-altering situation, which was a stroke, something that I never thought would happen to me.
Right.
I got the big mama of strokes. So most people that have strokes, it's a left or right side. Mine happened in the middle. So it affected both sides. I developed something called locked-in syndrome, where I was locked in my body. I was given a less than 1% chance to survive. There were less than 5 cases per year worldwide.
That's just staggering.
Right?
Crazy. That statistic is just staggering.
It is. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people stop when they're trying to recover from something, is because of the statistics.
Yes.
Because of the expectations.
Yes.
And they stop trying. So instead of giving themselves a chance, they don't even try.
Right.
And luckily I tried, and I found that less than 1% chance, and I'm here to tell my story.
That's right. You're here today. And so there was a lot that went into that. Definitely you have shared on many platforms what that road back,
yes,
if you will, or the road to better.
The road to recovery, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What that was. So can you share with us through some of your darkest times? What kind of got you through?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, because I think a lot of us get stuck in how do we navigate past this situation right now? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we stay stuck in that situation.
Right.
So there might be light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't know how to exactly get there. And I think when you release the fact that you need to know all the steps, I think you can get there faster. And you don't necessarily need a roadmap. You just need to go. And a lot of times people stay stuck in the, I probably won't make it.
Right.
I probably won't get there. I probably won't win, or I'm going to fail, or all these negative thoughts take over and you don't even try.
Yeah, instead of just moving, right?
Right.
Just take a step.
And that's, I think, the challenge is taking that step.
Yeah.
Because one small step leads to another, but it's the first step.
Yes.
That's the challenge.
Yes.
It's the battling your own mind.
Yes.
Knowing that when you take that risk and take that step, even though you don't know if the surface you're about to touch is soft, hard, sinking sand, it's concrete, it's something that you can depend on, you don't know.
Right.
So it's the fear of the unknown that keeps us stuck.
Right.
And I think that once we start learning how to build that faith muscle inside of us and just doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Just doing it anyways. And you don't know if you're going to land on something hard. You
right.
don't.
But I love that, Brisa, that yeah. you talked about building that faith muscle, because what I wanted to ask was, what are some of the principles or values, guiding values that you can share maybe that help, like you said, to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that's not a train coming, but that's daylight, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you can attest to that helped you move forward?
So my main thing is faith. But sometimes faith comes to us in different forms. Think of this. If you're going to the mall and you're going shopping, let's say you're going to go to Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there'll be distractions when you get to the mall, and you're not going to, make it straight to that store.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be distractions. There's going to be detours. There's going to be,
right.
you know, sales here and there, and you might
right.
stop along the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But your main goal is to get to Macy's.
Right.
Because that was your goal. If you set your intention for what you want, it doesn't matter what distractions come along because you set your intention. So I think a lot of times we stop at our distractions and we don't.
And forget about the goal.
We forget about the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're returning your shoes at Macy's, man, you're going to get there.
That's
doesn't matter
goal.
How
I
many
want
times.
My money back, yes. Or
right?
A gift card. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get there.
Right.
It's just like when you get in your car and you set your navigation.
Right.
It will reroute if there is a detour.
Right.
There's something comes up.
Right.
It's going to reroute, but it's always going to get you to
but
your.
But it's going to get you to the
yeah.
destination.
It might take
yes.
a little longer.
Yes.
You might hit traffic.
Yes.
You might have to reroute.
Right.
All these things might happen.
Right.
But set your intention.
Right.
Where is it that you want to end up? Think of that. Don't think of the possibilities of what could happen, what might happen, and all the things that you make up in your mind
right.
before that even happens.
Yeah,
we already decide, we're not even going to try because of XYZ might happen.
Right.
Well, you're kind of limiting yourself.
But I love that analogy uh-huh. because in the real world of life, something always happens. The best laid plans, you can say, I'm going to get up this morning, I'm going to do this, do that, and by 1 o'clock, here's where I'm going to be, right?
Yep. Yep.
And a phone call could happen.
Anything.
That changes that drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could just delay it
mm-hmm.
a couple of hours or so, and you're still going to be able to get all those things you wanted
yep.
to achieve and accomplish done. But you got to allow that life is just not that, what is it? It's not that straight.
It's not linear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's just, mm-hmm. it doesn't work that way.
No.
Right?
Mm-mm. Expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that once we're okay with that, we start to live our life a little different. So instead of getting upset when something doesn't go our way, it's now a new challenge. Like, okay, what do I have to do to get around this detour?
Right. Yes.
You still want to get to your goal, but there's a little detour.
Yeah.
It might be a little one, it might be a big one. But either way, you have your goal and you're going to get there. It's when we decide that
these obstacles are too hard. Huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
When we decide yeah. that they're too hard, then we're absolutely right. Whatever we make up our mind, if,
mm-hmm.
if we make up our mind that it is too hard, then we're right. It is too hard.
Right.
And we're not going to do it.
Right.
If we make up our mind that we're going to do it anyways, then we're also right. Your little micro improvements that you work at, and you start to see things differently. Like, one thing that when I think we are raised to kind of look the other way and just kind of say, yeah, it's pretty good, but I didn't do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
When you start doing that, you're like pushing aside the good things that you're doing. You would never do that to a kid.
Right.
You would never do that to someone you love, but we do it to ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of if someone says to you, wow, I really love your outfit. Oh, yeah, thank you, but I gained 20 pounds, so.
Right.
That does, you know,
minimizing.
You're diminishing
that.
Yeah,
yes.
So you're no longer celebrating the fact that somebody's celebrating you. And you have to celebrate yourself.
Yes.
It means more when you celebrate yourself than when somebody else does.
Yes, and it is in those small things, mm-hmm. it, to your point, is how we get to the bigger picture,
it
right?
Is.
And so if we start small, even like you said, and I love that, just the small wins, the mm-hmm. small victories, if we start to put our energy
mm-hmm.
and focus on those things, right?
Yeah.
The science that you talked about, because it is a way of rewiring our brains in the way that we think,
yes.
right, about ourselves, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of times we need to do that work, because life itself, mm-hmm. you know, will just kind of take that from you if you allow it to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and go ahead. You were going to say.
Well, it's a lot of it. A lot of that is we form those beliefs since we're children. And we think that we have to minimize celebrating the little things in life. Mm-hmm. Like we need big victories to be celebrated. And we form those beliefs since we're little, but we can change that. We can't, like what you were saying, we can rewire it. We can rewire our thoughts.
Right.
So that naturally we'll start celebrating the little wins naturally. At first it won't feel natural because you're going to be like, oh my God, this is so weird
right.
that I'm like
right.
celebrating something that feels so insignificant.
Right.
But when you add all of those insignificant wins together, it becomes significant.
It becomes significant, yes.
And I think that that's the secret sauce.
Wow.
That's what we need to do, is just keep finding. And, like, you have to, you know, have you ever heard of people saying, find the red in the room?
Mm-hmm.
You can look in a room and not notice anything, but if you tell them, find the red in the room, your eye will immediately go to the red.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find the red in the room.
Right.
Find the good things that you're doing. Celebrate the micro victories that you're doing. Look
yes.
for them. Celebrate them. Repeat them.
Yeah.
And they'll keep happening.
I love that. Brisa, I want to mm-hmm. thank you for, you know, just sharing. I feel very motivated and inspired.
Oh.
Roxanne.
Ready to get out there and do
yes,
your stuff.
The
yes.
small, just the small wins. And so, can you tell us before we end how we can follow you on social media, how we can connect with you? Because I'm sure that there are people who are out there listening today who may belong to organizations that say, we'd love to have you come and just share some of this inspiration with them. Can you tell us how to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on social media with BriseAlfaro.com, or that's my website. Sorry, BriseAlfaro.com is my website.
Okay.
My social media, Brisa_Alfaro_. That's Instagram. Brisa Alfaro on everything else.
Right.
So
you've got a Facebook presence and all of that.
Yes, Facebook,
great.
Instagram. And you can also email me, Brisa
okay.
at BrisaAlfaro.com.
Okay. So say that one more time.
Brisa
uh-huh.
at BrisaAlfaro.com. BRISA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brisa, thank you. We're going to invite you back for a girls' conversation later
on
in the year.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, because Christmas is coming, so we all want to have something wonderful set up for the holidays,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so we want to get in line. yes. for that, yes. set that up, right?
Amen.
But Let's thank you so much for all that you share. Please give your love to your family.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back for that girls' conversation.
Sounds great. Thank you guys mm-hmm. for having me.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, Mia.
Yes.
How are you?
I am fine. I'm trying to stay cool in this heat, but I'm doing great.
Great. Well, you know what? Today, my partner in crime, Roxanne, is on special assignment.
Yes.
And so I've got none other than the famous Mia Mocha in studio with us today, being my partner in crime.
Oh, my pleasure.
Woo-hoo. I'm so excited and happy. And, you know, Mia, we always have just such amazing, wonderful people who represent organizations that are doing amazing things in our community.
Oh, yes.
And so today is no different, right?
Yes.
We've got Brandy, and I'm going to attempt this last name, Zaragoza.
You got it right.
I got it right. Who is in the house with us this morning. She's the development manager for Moses House Ministries. And just for some of you who may not know, Moses House provides help and offers hope to families with young children living in the high desert. Services are available to individuals and families who are either pregnant or have a child under 6 years old. And more in-depth services, and we'll get into that, but there are some additional services for families who qualify, and I'm sure Brandy will tell us more about that. But Brandy, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne this morning with Regina and Mia Mocha.
Yes.
And we're excited to have you join us, so welcome.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, can you give us a brief overview of your role as the development manager?
So as a development manager, I'm always out in the community making partnerships, relationships, looking for potential sponsors, donors, just being out there, getting our name out there, showing the community what it is that we do in the community for mm-hmm. everybody. So just showing everybody we're here to support in the community, basically. And then also just partner with Matt on bigger things, which Matt is our executive director.
Yeah, so Matt, we partner Matt Coughlin, right?
Yes, Matthew Coughlin. We do things to find like more grants and better things that we can do in the community to service the families in the high desert.
Good. And so give us a little background on Moses House. I did kind of touch on what you guys do, but tell us a little bit more about what that looks like.
So Moses House has been around for 29 years standing. Next year will be 30 years.
Wow.
Which is a really long time for a nonprofit in the high desert, I
yes.
feel like.
Yes.
I've been with the company for about going on 2 years. So just being there, what we do is we help out families in the high desert with children, pregnant moms. So we help out with diapers, wipes, formula, toiletries. Mm-hmm. We also offer case management, so parents can come in and get case management. We offer parenting classes that parents can come in and we're court. We can present it in court. So if mm-hmm. they need to go to court, if they're having like cases with their children, they're trying to get them back. They're able to come complete the classes, 16 weeks long, and then they finish it, graduate, and go present it in the court. That way, it helps them gain access to hopefully getting their children back.
Okay.
Nice.
And so I've got a question twofold. The case management. Tell me a little bit more about that. Who would benefit from that? Who would need those type of resources or services?
So the people that would benefit from that is anybody that has a children under the age of 6 or an expecting mother, as well as fathers. We do fathers now as well. We
Great.
Have nurturing fathers classes that Matt covers. So it's a man teaching the class to other men.
Very good.
And then the other thing is for the ones that like, if you lose your child, for instance, mm-hmm. Mom takes over, grandpa takes over, somebody in the family takes over, or somebody's fostering your child. So they'll be able to come in and get the resources as well and do the case management.
Okay.
So anybody that has at least a child under the age of 6 qualifies.
Okay.
Nice.
So, and then for the parenting classes, are the parenting classes solely for those who may be trying to work within the system of getting their children back or meeting some expectation of the court? But let's just say there's someone out there who says, I want to learn how to be a better parent.
Right.
Right. Are they able to take that class?
Anybody is willing to learn is able to take the class
okay.
that has a child under the age of 6.
Yeah.
Grandparents come in, they take the class. They want to learn more because they're restarting. So it's like a whole
yes.
restart for some people.
Yes.
Foster parents come in, they do it so that they can learn ways to talk to the new young kids and things like that. So anybody that wants to learn, we're willing to teach them and help them and guide them. It's not telling them how to be a parent, but it's guiding them through the process of the new generation that we have.
Right. And so those services, are there fees associated with those services?
Everything that we offer is completely free. Nice. So the only thing they need to have is a child under the age of 6. They come in, they get the resources. We also have a diaper bank. I don't know if you guys know that, but we have a diaper bank. It runs Monday through Friday. We're the only one in the high desert that runs 5 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
All they have to do is come in, fill out the paperwork, and once a month they're able to be receiving diapers for their children, and then they don't have to be a part of our program to receive the diapers.
Nice.
They could just come in and get diapers
from
us.
So if they need diapers, and you know what? That's wonderful to know. So tell me again, that's Monday through Friday. What are the hours?
9 a.m. to 4. So from the time we open to the time we close our doors.
Okay. And they don't necessarily have to be a client per se. They just have to come in and fill out the paperwork, right?
Right. So they don't have to. So the only reason we take in the paperwork is so that when they come in every month, we're able to jot down for CAP, because we're partnered with CAP,
yes,
on how many diapers we give out and who is a part of it. And we don't even, the only thing that we ask is a child be present to receive. We don't ask for identification, anything. We just ask for a child to be present and them to be under the age of 6.
That's awesome, because you know diapers are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. $50 a box.
Even a coupon is expensive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, that's a huge help.
Before we were giving out 100, but they docked us down to 50. But 50 is still something. With 100 families, yes, we're blessed. With 50, they're blessed. It saves them at least $40, and they're able to go shop at Target for other things they may need, pay the light bill that they're missing, things like that. So it helps out.
I have
out.
A quick question for you. When you say diapers, does that also include, like, you know, the ones where are a little bit older, where it's like, not just diapers, but the next
for the
step.
Toddlers.
Yes, for the toddlers. Yeah.
So the cool thing is we go from newborn diapers, size 1, uh-huh, all the way until pull-ups. So pull-ups extra large.
Yes.
So we go to extra large.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So when you're going through that potty training period. Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, if we don't have them in stock, we send them to Rose of Sharon, Call for Life. They also have diapers too. So if we don't have it, we're always trying to, hey, here's another place where you can go get diapers. Or, you know, once a month, God's Hands Extended gives out diapers.
Yes.
So everybody has a different thing running, but everybody has it at a different time frame. So
I
if we can't
that.
Have it, we'll send them somewhere else.
And I love how you guys are using partnership within that nonprofit community.
Absolutely.
To support and help each other so yes. that in doing that, you're actually supporting and helping those in the community that need it most. That's awesome. So now let me ask you about events and things like that, because I know you guys just got through doing a huge backpack event. Tell me a little bit about that.
So our backpack event, we had registrations open for up to 500 kids. We blessed 500 kids, and we are also doing their haircuts. So they'll be
nice.
Able to receive a haircut. Any children that will be going to school is getting a free haircut.
Oh.
So our capped out is 100 kids. So it's not only boys getting haircuts, but we have Cosmos coming out to give out haircuts. So the girls will be receiving haircuts too.
Wonderful.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah.
So
what
they're
a
both
great
getting
day.
It. Yeah.
So you guys did that. There were 500 kids who came out and mm-hmm. took advantage of all that. And so they're going to go to school looking pretty sharp on that first
yeah.
day, right?
Yes. And we thankfully, this is our second year partnering with Signature Barbers. They have a lot of barbershops up here in the high desert.
Yes,
so
they do.
It's our second year doing
that.
It with them, and they always help us out. The school comes out, helps us out. They're there just giving out cuts for a day.
Well, we want to send a shout out to all those who participated and made those 500 kids have a wonderful afternoon, feeling very special as they prepare to go back to school. Now, you've got some other events coming up.
We do. We have an event coming up with Life Church. We're doing the High Desert We Love You. We're one of the nonprofits.
Yes.
That got chosen.
Nice.
We'll be doing a carnival event. So right after this back to school event, we have a carnival fun day. So instead of stressing out, getting worried about the school year starting, we're having just a day of kids coming out, play, have fun. There'll be Aww. Different games going on for the kids. It'll be at Life Church. It'll be August 5th from 10 to 1.
Okay.
So it'll
August
be
5th from 10 to 1
yes.
at Life Church, which is located on
Industrial,
right next to the Mr. Car Wash.
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's what we'll be doing. It's so exciting because it's our second year doing the partnership with High Desert We Love You. So it's last year we did a resource fair. And this year we're doing a carnival where the kids just have fun. It's a day of fun. Bring your kids out, bond together, and just do what you do every day.
Yes. So. Now, I'm going to ask you something, because I know that all this wonderful stuff that happens, the backpacks, the diapers, this carnival that the kids are going to be able to have, that doesn't happen without somebody helping to raise some money and give some product. It does not happen without the help of volunteers. And so are you in need of any of those things? And how can we help by getting the word out to community that they can come out, help, and support you?
We are actually in need of a lot of volunteers. Most of the work is just us as staff doing it. Mm-hmm. There's 8 of us on staff, so there's not that many. There's only me and my department always planning the events. And then I just delegate our team, like, hey, you know, do this, do that. So it's a lot. So we do need volunteers. We do need more sponsors so they can join, not just sponsor us, but sponsor our mission of us helping out the community and giving back. Thankfully, we've had some amazing sponsors for our back-to-school event. We had CMEX. We have Options for Youth.
Nice.
We had different ones that came out and helped us out. So it's just getting more people to see what it is that we do and actually coming in and stepping in and filling their shoes in to knowing what it is and the purpose we are serving.
Well, we know for an organization to, especially in the nonprofit world, to exist for almost 30 years in our community, you're doing something right. There's some level of quality of what you're presenting, and there, most importantly, is a need, right?
Yes.
And so if someone wants to volunteer, write a check, right, donate some product, how would they do that? How would they connect to you?
So they can go on our website, MosesHouse.org. They can go on there and become a monthly donor, a one-time donor. We also have on our social media, if you reach out to us on our social media at Moses House Ministries on Instagram or Facebook, you can reach out to us, send us a message, and we can actually get back to you and be like, hey, you know what? This is how you can volunteer. You can call us at our office. And we'll be able to help you getting involved in our mission and helping us.
Great. Nice. And is there a phone number you want to share?
Yes. Our phone number would be 760-223-9081. You could text or call. This is my work number. And then that way I can get you involved in our mission.
Okay. And so I want to encourage those who are listening this morning, if you're looking for a place to serve, and want to volunteer. Yes. And Mia, I know you know this because you've done so much of this in our community.
Absolutely.
There's no greater feeling than when you're volunteering your time.
That's right.
And you get to see those faces.
Yes.
Especially of our youth, right?
Absolutely.
Just enjoying life and being well taken care of, right?
That's right.
There's no better feeling than that. So if that message resonates with you, then definitely reach out to Brandy. And let her know how you're planning to volunteer or what support that you can possibly give. Brandy, you know what? I believe, wasn't Judy Morris the founder of Moses House?
Yes, she was. And yes, she is the founder. The crazy thing is she was the founder, and now Matt is her nephew. So he took
over. Nice.
Yes. So, he's been doing it ever since Judy did leave us. But now it's Matt doing everything, which is really awesome because it stayed in the family and Matt's continuing the legacy.
Yes,
really,
and I
amazing.
Know she had a quote that I absolutely love, which was, when we touch the life of one child's mother, we touch the future.
Correct.
Wow. Right?
Yes.
And so
right.
I think it's on that note that we're going to sign off this interview. I want to thank you for coming out and sharing with us today all that you have. We'll be looking forward to next year because that's going to be your 30th. Right?
Woo-hoo.
And so a lot of good things should be happening and taking place. But before we end, one more time, tell us how we can get connected to help support Moses House Ministries.
If you want to get connected and join our mission, go ahead and go on our website, where is MosesHouse.org. If not, you can reach out to us, call or text at 760-223-9081.
Great. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.